Liam Murphy, the managing director of the construction company, rang me this morning to say that despite his efforts to try and have a settlement out of court in relation to the matter, that hasn't been successful. So quite simply, this morning he has ordered the taking down of the tower crane and removing it off the site. This is disappointing because it's going to add extra cost, and he will have to hire in now mobile tower cranes to facilitate the completion of the job, which will now be prolonged.
Will that extra cost have to be borne by the contractor under the terms of the deal he has, or will that extra cost ultimately be borne by the Exchequer?
Well, at this point in time, as I understand it, the contractor is likely to bear the cost, which is rather unfortunate, given that, you know, he won the contract to build this £4 million project. He has been employing local workers and some workers of his own from County Down, and he is very distressed and annoyed this morning when he rang me, but he said this is the only way he can deal with this matter. The project is about a third of the way under construction at the moment. The project is due to last until about December 2015. It may be prolonged about 4 or 5 weeks, given the change in circumstances regarding the logistics management on the site, because of the removal of the tower crane and the bringing in of mobile cranes to try and complete this project.